Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Because so when I look at Kanye, right, Kanye is a 40-plus-year-old man who's figured out that I can manipulate even the minds of those kids. Those babies, that the drill rappers, right, I can manipulate. I can get on a song with Chief Keef and make it $1 million and make Chief Keef the biggest artist, and then I can get away from it because it's hot. I can make a song, a whole album about the church, and go on a Sunday mass, and I can benefit that. Then I can make an album and tell you, I'm a sick fuck, I want my dick sucked. I can make a Donda album and tell you, you can't curse on there, we about God, but I can be in the studio and tell all the, bring naked girls in there while I'm doing it, right? So you are consciously misinforming these people. You are consciously trying to get over. I have a bigger problem with somebody whose reality, I mean, who is consciously trying to manipulate, than somebody who doesn't know better.
Isn't that what all rappers are doing, though? I mean, what's the difference between Snoop rapping about pimping and hoes, or Short rapping about hoes, or Snoop rapping about gangster shit, or anybody? Like, what's the difference? I think
the difference is that Snoop has always been a pimp. Whether you like it or not, that's who he is.
So let me ask you.
He ain't trying to sell you nothing just because it's gonna make money. It's a difference.
I mean, I
can deal with somebody who is.
But does that make a difference? If a person, it's capitalism. If a person is, you said a person is a pimp, that's capitalizing off somebody's body. That to me would be worse than a person putting out political propaganda selling a shirt.
Because, and the thing is this. What I'm trying to say is, and I understand they both can be worse. But what I'm trying to explain to you, even if a pimp is the worst and his reality is that he's a pimp, I don't have to like you, but I don't think that you even know better, or you've made a conscious decision that that's who you are. I have a personal me, because all of us are different, right? You have an issue with the people who decide that they're going to say something to Kanye when he does something, but don't say that. That's your position. You feel the need that every time somebody does that, you're going to say, yeah, y'all outraged with Kanye, but you ain't outraged with this. But you won't say nothing about the other people that you say. But every time that somebody is outraged about things that you think they shouldn't be outraged, you decide that that's when you're going to speak. So
I decide to create counter-narratives, because I feel like we run with news cycles because it's hot, because we get attention from it, and it makes you a valuable voice, because your counter narrative in a news cycle may pick that up, right? And it's all propaganda, and I feel like, shit, the same thing Kanye West do, his proponents are doing the very same thing when they counterattack. So my whole thing is, but the people that are against it say, well, we want shit that's progressive for the black community. So these same people that have platforms, they're not going to find a 19 Keys or Earn Your Leisure or even a My Sign to put on a platform and say, okay, this is when we love what black men are doing. But when they get a Kanye West, we don't like this shit, so we can't wait to use our platform to push this shit out and show a negative light. So my whole thing is, I feel like it's not sincere, it's not authentic, and it's hypocritical.
That makes sense. And I hear what you say, and that's the same. You see, we just think two different things are hypocritical. You feel that people discussing and deciding that when Kanye do it, they want to talk about it, it's hypocritical or not. And I feel that it's hypocritical for Kanye to do it, knowing that he has sold people so many different things, and then after you sold them and you brought the world to you thinking you represented one thing, you tell us, nah, I'm going to use this platform that y'all gave me to sell something else because that's more beneficial to me. So that's what I feel is hypocritical. So that's why I think
Kanye West is consistent with him being hypocritical.
Exactly.
I think that The idea of Kanye West is that he's always going to come out with another moment, another rant. He had a Confederate jacket. He had swastikas. He had a MAGA hat, right? So for me, the way he goes about pushing propaganda, his marketing machine, his tactics have been consistent the whole entire time. The outrage is the thing that doesn't make sense, because it's like the nigga been the same. You understand me? Like the emotional reaction, like this nigga is a masterful entertainer and psychologist. So when I see him wear the shirt, I see this shit and I keep moving, because it doesn't make any difference. Because he always doing shit like that. The nigga had a whole campaign while Trump was here wearing Make America Great Again. So White Lives Matter is the same exact thing to me. So if you forgive a Kanye West after he wear a MAGA hat, then when he wear White Lives Matter, what's the difference?
I hear what you're saying. And I'm not saying that your position is wrong. And I'm not saying that the people who's outraged is wrong. It's just two different perspectives, right? Because sometimes you ignore Kanye. Because what Kanye knows how to do is be a chameleon, right? Kanye knows how to come back and say, sorry, you know, I was going through this with my family. And he's going to make a church song, and he's going to sit in front of it. And people, he's going to play to the empathy and the sympathy of people. Because black people are forgiving people. We want to see the best. And for me, I know it's a game. So every time I see it, I'm going to use it, whether it's him or anybody else.
I feel like our platforms, like yours, is a platform of activism. It's a platform of shedding light to issues, problems, solutions. Right. And I believe that if I seen better behavior in our culture, right? Because to me the reaction is not better behavior. The reaction is creating new narratives. And these are narratives I don't see specifically from large media companies, right? And people who have large platforms. The counter narrative is what is going right, right? What is going right is like the financial community and the education and the teaching. We're in a global crisis right now where the black community is really bad down because we're going through a global recession, right? That's a much more important topic to be like, you know what? I think that we all go collectively be outraged at what's happening. And so therefore, we're going to propagate people like 19 Keys, Earn Your Leisure, Mass Invest, the Wall Street Trapper. So for me, this is the way I look at things. To me, I don't believe it if you're not doing the most effective thing, because you say you want to see black people rise, but the demonstration of the things that we become emotionally connected to are not things that are for the rise of black people. Those are the things we propagate that are detrimental rather than things that are progressive.
What I think though, Keith, right, is there are people who serve different purposes, right? Financial literacy and education is so important. Right, it is one of the most paramount things, right? But I also think that if we do not focus on morality and integrity, right, what happens is we give financial literacy and validity to people like Kanye, right? Because the reason why he's valid is because we're in this space right now where being financial literate is the thing, right? So the fact that we could say Kanye made $1 billion. And somebody like that they respect, like Kanye, like 19 Keys, would say, yo, Kanye is a god because he figured out how to capitalize. And then he comes back and he does this. What we did is amplify somebody who is morally incapable of even being in the stratosphere with real men. We've amplified him based on the wrong thing, in my opinion. Because a bunch of millionaires who are morally fucked up that can't stand in the room with me. If I have $5... Half of these millionaire, billionaire niggas couldn't compete with me on no platform. That's what I'm saying, and that's what it is that I represent. I've always been morally.
Who's left if we taking a moral position? If we taking a moral position, you understand me? We would have to do a whole lot more finger pointing when it comes to those who are morally degrading. It's hypocritical in the sense that, hold on, let me say, it's hypocritical in the sense that, Well, I'm speaking on the larger idea of it, because if we go into morality of the culture, most of the niggas that are getting light today, whether they own platforms, whether they rappers, whether they own some shit, most of these niggas are morally bankrupt completely, but they hide their hand. They just don't do it as in front like Kanye West, but everybody knows the true morality and character, but nobody is going to propagate and push that shit out there and be like, man, these niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit. They just like bruh that they beefing with. You understand me? So even a lot of people that step up and be like, Kanye West tripping, we fuck with Black Lives Matter, these niggas are more morally degraded than Kanye West and have done more detrimental things physically, you understand me, in the streets. So it's like, you can't get a little Boosie that say, I don't like what he doing. But little Boosie is no representation of Black progress and revolution whatsoever. You understand me? So I just like when we keep this shit on equal terms. That's the whole. I don't mind when a person is actually passionate about seeing the hypocrisy of Kanye West. I just like when we keep it on equal terms. So
but that it is equal terms.
Not selective in our outcry. That's the whole.
But the thing is this, we have to be selective because we all individuals, Keith, right? As an as a man, the shit that bothers me might not bother you. What I call a stand-up individual, what I call a god, what I call a king, you might not see it as the same thing. I don't see Kanye as a god or a king. I see him as a clone. I don't even see him as a man. There's nothing that he's done outside of make money that made me say that this is somebody that I model myself after. Right? And it's not saying that you wrong for how you see him or somebody else is wrong. When people call him a genius, it doesn't make you or me wrong. It means that as individuals, as men, we have different perspectives. Right? So it's not hypocritical if I feel a way about something that you don't. I'm not mad that you don't feel a way. I'm going to utilize my platform, my voice, to always amplify how I feel, whether it goes against everything and everybody who feels something different. And I don't have a problem with that. I don't mind being the only person that say, yo, that I don't like that. Because that's how I feel. That's why I have my voice and my platform, because I'm always going to speak truth to power to what I believe is truth. And I have no problem that everybody else might not agree with that.
You know, to me, you know, the devil is a god of this world, especially the entertainment world and the industry. You understand me? A god is just force and power, somebody that can take an idea and bring it into reality. So when we're talking about that, it doesn't even have anything to do with moral position. You understand me? And I don't think our culture is based on moral codes whatsoever, right? From an individual perspective, hell yeah, I see different men for different things and why I respect them. I don't even have to respect a man to learn from him specifically, because I wouldn't act in a manner that Kanye West act, not at all. Now, when it comes to certain things, though, I would say that while he says a lot of hypocritical shit, some of the things that he said that he says are more truthful and outspoken than most niggas will ever say that claim to be stand-up. Why? Because they fear losing money. They fear losing credibility. They fear corporations. They fear the very things that he says. It's not that what he's saying on the side when he is so-called talking black and conscious isn't true. It's just that he contradicts himself when he does shit and he's working with opposition. That's the reality of it. So my whole thing is I was taught to settle on the best part. You understand me? That's what I see. I don't take a person as they hoe. I don't take people in my own family or people that I know as they hoe. I look for the best part. I know for a fact that with us having that reality, somebody said, what did he say? He don't say. When he call out Jewish entities, you understand me? When he call out the corporations and the record labels, when he call out the media companies and the political figures and the Democrats and things of that nature, I would say that was the things that most people do not say, you understand me? Especially rappers, because you taught to stay away from religion and politics. That's media training 101. So we have a culture that is customized to keep the machine running rather than to actually destroy the machine and create a new one. So for me, I utilize pieces from all of the things that I see in the culture, because I don't see nobody 100% good or 100% solid or straight. That shit don't exist. So it's easy to say that we've been doing it, but that's not the culture today. So for me, like I said, and like Glass of Lux that Ice Cube did it in 91, that's 91. We talking about 2002. That's 30 years ago. I'm talking about today, the reality of the things that we're dealing with today. You understand me? is that and the same thing with Black Lives Matter. Y'all know I have no true affinity towards Black Lives Matter because I looked at the propaganda that the women who started it, right? And then of course you have the separation of the movement of the people that say that they are different sects of it. But the reality of it is nobody called out the women who was capitalizing on black dead men. And I think that's something that most of black America has in the back of their head. So yes, he go use that because the people that's in the movement don't call it out. So now he get to call it out and be the hero. So a lot of that is the fault of the people that's in the movement for not calling this shit out. And now Kanye West gets to manipulate people off
of it. But what I'm trying to say is this, Keys, this doesn't make sense to me. Black Lives Matter capitalized. Everybody in the world capitalized on black death. Every white corporation in this world.
But we got to be able to focus. Listen to me. We got to be able to focus.
We got to be able to focus.
Since the civil rights.
Is,
so
listen to me. That
we
is
specifically the, talking about Black Lives Matter.
But Black Lives Matter, the biggest movement since the civil rights, they capitalized on black death, as you said, right? But there has never been a bigger movement that put blacks in position than Black Lives Matter. We've never got more black convictions for officers. We never got more black CEOs. There has never been a black uprise in this country bigger than what Black Lives Matter did, right? So everybody else has capitalized on black death and never made the progress that Black Lives Matter, the movement, did. There's no movement. You could go back to the civil rights. In civil rights time, we never got as much. There's more black CEOs. Kanye was able to make $1 billion because Black Lives Matter organizations were in the street saying, you got to give us black equity. The rise of the finance, all of that stuff, rise from Black Lives Matter.
That's a false narrative. That's completely false. Ain't no rise of financial education and shit. That's the rise of... When you're talking about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught economics, the Nation of Islam taught shit like that. Black Lives Matter is not a direct correlation with black progress and financial education.
That's not true, though. It wasn't happening before it happened.
I've never seen a narrative of Black Lives Matter teaching financial education or business.
The Black Lives Matter movement created the need for every black corporation said, what do black people need? We're going to give you a black CEO. We're going to put the black person in our company in the biggest position. We're going to give y'all all the money. What do we need to invest money in to help black people? How do we need to help black people? We're going to elevate every black that's in our corporation to the next highest position so you can see that we believe that Black Lives Matter. That wasn't happening before, Keith. That wasn't happening.
You're talking about a couple of individuals getting some raises. I don't see.
I'm talking about.
Like our movement is about do for self. And like I can look at the things that I've been directly involved in, teaching people skill sets, creating their own businesses, teaching financial education in a way where people, you understand, when I look at like, you know, a movement that I'm partnering with Earn Your Legion, the Black World Order. You understand me? We just had 12,000 people that showed up at the last Invest Fest. That's not something that's going to get media praise, attention, things of that nature. And that's a completely much better movement than Black Lives Matter.
But what I'm trying to tell you is even Earn Your Leisure.
Also,
Let me finish. All of those organizations was born out of Black Lives
that's
Matter.
That's false, bro. You come below a small time period of Black Lives Matter and said that they was born out of something. That's completely false.
Brother,
nobody's ever given credit to Black Lives Matter starting anything. I know for a fact they didn't start nothing with me whatsoever.
This is what I'm trying to explain something to you. I was one of the first people on Earn Your Leisure podcast. I remember when it started. I'm not saying that. What I'm trying to explain to you is the revolution and the evolution of black empowerment, black education, and talking about black wealth. It started to reinvigorate itself when Black Lives Matter was in these streets. When that movement started, the whole black wealth and black spending the black dollar with the black person, it was reinvigorated by Black Lives Matter. That's a fact.
It was reinvigorated during that time, specifically when George Floyd was killed. It was reinvigorated because of black death. It was reinvigorated because of black death, and we spent the narrative
so
like the same way we've been saying. The same way it's been saying in. Let me say this, brother. The same way we've been saying in Nation Islam the whole entire time about black economics, do for self. We don't vote. Those are narratives that started to spin up because of Black Death that was counter-narrative to Black Lives Matter. Like, we don't fucking need to say Black Lives Matter. We know that shit. Black power, black economics, spinning the black dollar, economic empowerment. Those are not movements that came out of Black Lives Matter. They pre-existed and predated it the whole time. You can go to all movements throughout every decade. Black people have been talking about do for self. Those are movements that's been there.
I would never say that we haven't been talking about black economics and the nation hasn't been doing it and the Panthers haven't been doing it. I'm saying that there has never been, since Black Lives Matter and everybody being interested in what Black Lives Matter means, and talking about how we have to spend the black dollar with the black individuals. We have to open our own, we have to have intergenerational wealth. Black Lives Matter reinvigorated that around the world. And it gave the need and the want for people to get involved in that. That is a fact. I'm not saying that because I think it. I can tell you that happened because I know it. I was on the cusp, I watched it happen.
Black Death did that, and there was already movements that were happening, yes. It sparked up a movement, and during that time, black people was like, these are more important things than going out and protesting against the police. Economics. I've never seen, and I would give it more respect if I seen Black Lives Matter actually talking about an economic agenda. It never had one. So therefore, I can't
really
put that credit. These are two different things that we're talking about. What was the economic agenda then?
What I'm gonna say to you, right?
What was the economic agenda, brother?
So let me explain to you. Let me tell you, right? Because once again, I say I was a frontline activist in Black Lives Matter, not the organization, but the movement, right? And Jay Morrison was the first person that was with me. We was on corners giving economic education on corners in every city in this nation. That man was going out giving education on the corner. With Black Lives Matter, in the Black Lives Matter movement. That's what we was doing. It was pockets of us everywhere. It was a bunch of us. Angelo was giving
financial
education.
That's always been, though. Yes, sir.
It's
I understand
been happening.
That. Yes, sir. That has always been. But listen, what we're saying, because I think we're saying similar things, but in different ways, right? Specifically, Black Lives Matter as a movement, the criticism that people had about them specifically is not about the fact that it brought attention, not about the fact that white guilt was at an all-time high and white corporations wanted to start spending black and things of that nature. I had a whole program where we were circulating the black dollar. We did over like 7 to 8 million just in black receipts. I've definitely made sure that we capitalized during those times to put out the right messages because people were trying to figure out what is the right thing to do. And while there was hundreds of thousands of people in the street, a lot of people that actually had real answers that mattered decided to cipher that energy and say, actually, this is a better movement. This is actually where we can actually be effective. Because
but that's not
true
because
about,
it was already attached to the movement.
Hold on, it's 100%.
You're trying to make it seem like it wasn't attached to the movement, though. It been attached.
It wasn't
to the
though because it wasn't
that's
one of the core pillars that they pushed. I've never seen
you keep,
Black
you
Lives Matter
the organization
doesn't have any economic initiative.
You see what I'm trying to say, and that's what I'm.
Ice Cube had a better economic initiative, but
you're
they fought it.
Keith, you once again, you talking about Black Lives Matter the organization. In the movement, they were two different things.
But they were speaking for it. They were the one collecting the money for it.
I understand what you're saying, but you're saying the movement. I'm telling you that the movement that was sparked in the streets when we went out there until freedom and Woke Vote and other organizations that we know were grassroots organizations that was outside, right, with Jay Morrison and other financial educators, right? West and all of them, when we was outside educating, we was doing it on all fronts. We wasn't just going out there protesting. We was protesting, we was talking economics, we was talking about how we build unity, we was talking about building our own political party. We did everything, beloved. I don't know. Are you talking about that organization? I can't speak for them. If somebody invested in money
but you got to be able to separate because they all called the same thing. And
but that's what I'm trying to tell you. So we have a
that's very important.
I hear what you're saying. If somebody went to Black Lives Matter, the organization had a website, their principles were clear. They had that website, and if you invested your money in that, you seen what their principles was. Nobody ain't get duped. Nobody got scammed. They had a whole website.
A lot of people got duped and scammed. They did not know a lot of things because everybody was saying the same slogan and nobody was separating the differences. I would never align myself with somebody whose principles are different, but we coming under the same banner. That's not how you do it.
But that's not true, though. Because if I'm fighting against the justice, everybody that's outside fighting against the justice for me, I don't know who they are. I have not clue. I know that whatever issue I'm outside, you feel the same way about that issue.
And this is why a lot of black people didn't support it, because we knew that the shit was infiltrated with opposition that was not truly in agreement with progress. The shit was a self-agendized movement for capitalism and politics that wasn't real.
Once again, you keep saying a movement.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Important to, it's just like looking at good that Kanye West does and looking at negative he does. It's important to separate the two.
You got to tell me the good he does, though. Tell me what good he does. He made money for him.
The representation, first of all, you understand me, for all of those who look at Kanye West and be like, yo, I'm inspired to create my own, to do my own, to move on my own. That's enough. I don't look for another man for anything else. You understand me? I'm not looking for Kanye West to learn from him. I'm not looking for him to do anything whatsoever. That's all, right? He's not a leader, right? He has a brand machine that he learns how to create his own, and he became one of the wealthiest black men in history. That's inspirational in however you want to put it, right? Because people helm up Tesla, people helm up Jeff Bezos, and people helm up Kanye West. And people have disparaging things to say against all of them. And if any one of them was outspoken and gave their opinion, we'd probably hate all of them. The only difference is they get the high behind it because they're not as outspoken as Kanye West. So he fucks up and does a lot of dumb shit in front of the people. That's just the simple reality of it, right? But when I'm looking at, you know, what is effective, right? That's the only thing I care about.
So what you say? Okay, so this is what I'm saying. So if you say what's effective, though, Keith, Kanye West has been effective by being detrimental to our culture by selling whatever you buy for at the time. That's how he made $1 billion.
It's not just black people that buy his shit. You're talking about global countries around the world that buy.
Exactly.
When you say detrimental, I understand seeing a negative light, and I don't. This is bigger than Kanye West, but. When you say detrimental, right, I don't know people that personally be like, yo, my life is not in a better position because of Kanye West. I don't think Kanye West has had any effect on people's personal lives.
But I don't know nobody that said my life is in a better position because of Kanye West.
I think there's people that listen to the music, people inspired by the man from a positive light, and I think most people try to whether it's good or bad, they put their own spin on it and they try to see something in a positive effect.
But we can do that with anything, huh? I mean, Jeez, look at so I'm just saying, okay, so if
I'm just saying you just asked me what people are inspired by. They see a man who became a
but you said that nobody is not
an artist.
You said that he doesn't have no
before they took over the game.
So you don't think there's that nobody that looks at the example that he sets, right? And says, this is how Kanye got rich, I'm gonna do the same thing.
What you mean? So I don't think that people just says that he got rich by attention. I think that people look at it like, yo, he got rich by building a brand, by coming
up. So you think nobody says the way you think that the
and song creator and a businessman. I think that that's what most black men are going to look at. I don't think that most black men are taking a negative stereotype and becoming some narcissistic version of themselves to be a Kanye
but
West.
But you can't say that. But look at this culture right now. That's what the culture is, though.
But that's not a Kanye West induced culture. That's a gangster rap induced culture.
That's not true. That is not true. It's not a
Lil Wayne, Young Thug culture.
No way.
Kanye West.
Most of these dudes ain't even gangsters. The dudes that's moving like Kanye, they not even gangsters. Everybody is seeking attention. It's dudes that ain't even in the street. They utilizing attention, they utilizing the media, they saying anything they got to, they talking about every relationship they had, they exposing their family secrets, they doing anything possible.
That's hip hop. Niggas is fake. Niggas is lying. Come on, man. You know a lot of rappers. You know most of them is fake and they lying and they ain't really about nothing good whatsoever. And most people they paid off all their record labels and niggas ain't gonna never say or do nothing real. Kanye West is a byproduct of that. He wasn't the gangster making the moves. That nigga was a byproduct too,
else. Can I ask you a question? You think that all of these young rappers that don't got half of the money he got, ain't been in the game nowhere near, have more influence than him? And he a billionaire, and he doing it every day. You think people are more influenced by the drill rap that been here 5 or 6 years?
I think they more influenced by Drake and Future than they are Kanye West for the most part. Especially his political antics, I don't think they pay attention and don't really care whatsoever.
Kanye West is the most viewed person in the world. He over Drake and any of them. He has a bigger international following than anybody in this world right now. Any artist.
Yeah, because he knows how to put on T-shirts and get a lot of the
exactly. So what I'm trying to tell you is, whenever you have the biggest platform,
but that doesn't always translate into influence.
It does.
Look at young boy NBA. Them young kids are following him, not Kanye West.
Why you think that? He got about 2 or 3 million followers. Kanye got over a billion people following him. Like, why would you think? You don't think that these people, even NBA young boy, is following Kanye's blueprint?
Because Kanye is probably more influential to white kids and Asian kids and shit. You said he's global. There's 45 million black people in America. He's not influential. The coach is the one talking shit about him. The rest of them people weren't following. But I don't know no black kids that's about to go buy a white line.
Let me.
He's probably gonna sell a bunch of dumbass races. They own shit back to them.
I think what he's doing is
I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
I know what he's doing is morally wrong. But what I'm gonna say is this, right? The bottom line is. If we're not looking and saying that somebody who has more money than everybody else, has more influence than everybody else, is influencing these kids, when you look at the culture, right? When you look at the feminine, if you look at the way he moves, these kids, even the gangster ones, have gravitated and took on his strategies for marketing. The dude that you think is the toughest man, they are taking on the feminine shit that he do, and they incorporating it into their real life. It's shit that I'm watching men do that I've never seen men do. Only men I used to see do it was Kanye. Now every man is doing the same shit.
Like what, particularly? I'm sorry, I want to get a real life example. I'm not sure exactly what you're talking
men
about.
Men are talking about their relationships. Men are crying. Men are putting every bit of their business on the internet. Everything they think, they tweeting it.
I ain't gonna put the effeminization of the black man on Kanye. Them niggas been getting effeminated.
But I'm just trying to say, before Kanye made it cool to do that shit, it wasn't happening. It was not happening.
Kanye won the first person. Listen. Okay, that's a whole lot. That's a whole lot that you just put on, and I think that you added a lot of variables, and that conversation requires a much deeper look when you're talking about. Because I've never connected Kanye West to the feminization of the black man. I've never done that. I never looked at his music like that.
Kanye has always been feminine. He's always been a beta male. He's never been masculine. There's never been nothing masculine about Kanye. Never.
I wouldn't say that either. I think that that's false as well. I think Kanye West goes up and speaks many truths that are masculine, brother. Kanye West has a logic that he applies to certain things that are very, very masculine and logical.
He does feminine shit
like mostly all the rappers. But nobody calls out rappers when they wear
dresses. Shanika's not a man, and she speak more truth than any dude I know.
Nobody calling out these rappers from wearing their dresses and putting on the nails and doing
and
stuff.
And he been doing it. He been doing that too.
Kanye ain't the one who started calling women bitches and shit first.
That was hip hop.
That was gangster rap that did that. We flooding out hoes and running trains on them. That shit don't come from Kanye West. That negative
I'm not
shit
saying it does.
That's the demoralizing behavior that's not masculine, though. So when we talking about a culture, the demoralizing culture that came in was way before Kanye West. He was not the one that created or produced or progressed that.
What I'm trying to say is this, and I'm not saying he produced it. What I'm trying to say is America has amplified the voice of one of the weakest type of individuals in history to me, who has no moral standing, who has no complete what he said represents, who is able to waver and go whatever side beneficial to. America has amplified him and made him the face of what free thinking and genius looks like, right? And made him a billionaire. So if I'm in my house and I'm a little kid who's impressionable and I don't know no different, and I'm watching and everywhere I see is Kanye, and people say he's a genius, he's a man, he made $1 billion, this is somebody that you follow.
Why do people, and this is interesting, right? Why do people call Kanye West a genius?
I have no idea.
Now, come on, man. They call him a genius because of the things that he accomplishes, correct? They say because of his type of music, his producing, his engineering, right? Him being able to jump into these new fields and do certain things. They call him a genius based on that. I don't believe they call him a genius based on his emotional tirades.
But you can't be a genius and not be in control of your emotions. See, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, you can. Genius has nothing to do with being emotional.
The two have nothing to do with each other, actually.
Emotional intelligence and genius is not the same thing. The first thing
they teach you is intellect over emotion. You can't, if your intellect doesn't tell you that your emotions can't supersede your intelligence, then you can't be a genius. There's no way.
No, genius is just bringing out whatever you have within yourself outward. And he had the ability to bring the ideas, whatever musical talent and skills he had, outward. Hitler was a genius, but the nigga was the most morally corrupt man and one of the most morally corrupt in history, right? Trump was a genius, but the man was still morally corrupt. So genius has nothing to do with the person being righteous, being good, or being emotionally stable. You understand me? It actually can be connected more to a person emotional instability, right? And multiple different things. I think you add in a moral position, right, to a person's ability to bring out ideas. Those two not the same.
No, if you call somebody a musical genius, right? When you call somebody an overall genius, that's something you
If you can get the attention of the world, it requires a genius level of manipulation. If he could be a narcissist, because a lot of narcissists, you're right, or a lot of sociopaths, they have genius tendencies because they're not emotional. They know how to control everybody else's emotions. So they become very good at these things, and that's what he's gotten. A lot of people, whether they agree with him or not, they don't say he's doing something good. They say he's a genius because he got the world to talk about him. So they're not saying that he's a genius in the sense that, oh, he's a good man. They said he's effective at what he wants to get done. He creates conversation and narrative around his ideas that he was just sitting at home thinking about.
I think for me, though, and this is what I'm saying, that we have to agree to disagree, right? We can see value. I can see value in something that you might not see any value, or you might see value in things that I don't see value. You might you might have a different level of thinking. For me, I think I have a holistic approach in the way that I deal with life, right? For me to give you certain titles, there are certain things that come with that title, right? For me to celebrate you, I stand on certain things. I can't celebrate you when you don't meet the criteria of just the basic things that I stand on, right? I have my certain standards. So if you don't meet the certain criteria, the standards that I have for me as myself, I'm not going to celebrate you. Other people
right. Call a person a genius is not particularly, it's an observation rather than a celebration. That's the way I look at it. I'm not, like, I observe shit. I'm not emotionally connected. Kanye wasn't getting nothing for me. I'm not emotionally connected to have any necessity of Kanye in my life. I just observe things. When I see a person does something successful, they were good at doing that. Whether what they did was good is two different things, right? So that's the way I look at things. It has nothing to do with saying that this is a good man, he is great and all of that, because good and great are different things.
There's rappers who do that
very fucking well, but they're not good people. But I can still call them great at their skill set.
To merely use the word, right? When I believe this is me. For me to it's like me co-signing somebody, right? If I bring you into my house around my family, and my man is like, "Yo, who this?" And I say, "Yo, this is a good dude." If I don't follow that up, or he real smart. If I don't follow it up, but yo, don't do business with him because the nigga shiesty, and he do this. If I just utilize my voice and my platform to just say the good thing about him, I'm misleading the people who follow me. Right? If I'm not pointing out that the fact that the detriment that he can do it is doing to our culture with his genius, if I'm not saying that, then I'm doing more harm than good.
Well, see, I would do the same, right? I would say, when I speak to my folks and my people, bro, a genius, I don't fuck with him because morally, the nigga ain't cool. I mean, I have to look at mostly all the culture like that and people that we have in the culture. Most people are good at certain things, but morally, those are completely two different things. And I just think that we have to become more emotionally intelligent as a culture so that we can't be manipulated, because all they do is figure out, how do you manipulate and put out propaganda that can control the crowd? We are very emotional people. So anytime you can do that, then you can control the crowd mind. And in the crowd mind, you can't tell who the scholar, who the fool. Everybody is following this shit. So I think that it's important to be like, bro, a genius, but the nigga is morally bankrupt. The nigga is morally corrupt. He's not good for any level of progress whatsoever. But that means that when we look at history, because we are, as a people, are not a monolith. The same way white people study history, they promote the president, they promote their geniuses, they promote their sciences, they promote all of these things, and they don't care about whether they were great, good people. They just study them because they understand that all of those folks are connected for their overall supremacy and progress. Us as black people, we like to discard people instead of saying that Kanye West is one of ours, but he like the uncle that's fucked up. You understand me? It's the same thing. So I don't have any veneration or hate towards nobody in our culture, because I know mostly all of us fucked up because we come from a trauma-based culture. My reality is this. Once we get to the point where we can't be emotionally controlled and we look for the value in all things, we become a different type of people. Politicians can't control us because all he's doing is taking the same playbook Trump had. It's the exact same playbook. You understand me? He said he liked what Trump did because he seen how Trump was able to gather attention from the masses and use it for power and capitalization. That's what he liked about it, and he's using the same thing. And if we can't see that, then we'll always be a people who can be emotionally manipulated and controlled by anybody who says what we want to hear. That's it. So instead, if we can't control the narrative, this shit ain't worth nothing.
But Keys, what I'm saying is, what you're saying is pretty much contradicting what you just said. You're saying that we could constantly be... No, so listen what you said. You just said that you call him a genius based on the fact that what he's able to do and how he's able to control with his voice while listening to what he said. So if you're saying that we're not emotionally intelligent enough to see past what they said, but you're celebrating people who are saying shit that you know is manipulating us, how does that benefit us? And then let me just finish, right? And
I don't think you intentionally want to hear me, man.
No, I do. I
don't see how you cannot admit that a man that creates $5 billion don't have genius level business and marketing skills.
I'm not saying, and that's something.
That's not a celebration of men. I love this brother. That's saying that I'm just observing. Napoleon was a military genius. Hitler was a military genius. That doesn't mean I'm celebrating these men. I'm observing the reality based on the definitions that they fit.
So can I ask you a question? This is what I'm gonna say. Where do we decide, right? Because this is what it is for me. Where do we decide that certain people are detrimental to us? Because the minister said we ain't all gonna be together. Some of us are detrimental. Some of us got to go. So if we keep the position that you having, it's not separating anybody. It's not, where's evil and good, right? When do we acknowledge that somebody is utilizing whatever they have to do evil? Somebody is, the manipulation that they utilizing is evil. It's not godlike. It's not a purity. It is nothing. When do we start separating ourselves from people like that? Do we keep acknowledging the positivity of the devil and the genius of the devil without saying, I don't give a fuck how genius he is, he can't be on my side. I can't utilize my voice, my platform, or anything to acknowledge any level of something that I know is being utilized for evil. When do we say that? Where is the point that we do that?
When we have economic freedom, you know why? Because if we do that today, you understand me? There are many alliances today that you would not be able to have whatsoever if we really go there. You understand me? Like, if today we want to make that distinction based on who righteous and who's not, it's a civil war going on. Because most people don't want to make that distinction based on moral clause whatsoever, because we know many people that you may stand next to you. Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it is the Holy Day of Atonement. He said, learn from the white man. He makes no excuses, and they learn to work together in a collective manner. Right? See, we are not at that point where we've made any level of progress where we can afford to be at war and overly criticize each other. My whole thing is this. I look for, what do you want to do? Well, my son wants to see black men stop having violence, you understand me, in the streets and murdering each other. What's the most effective way to do that? First of all, 90% of crimes are connected to finances. One way to do that is to provide opportunities, you understand me, skill sets and things of that nature across communities throughout the world. He works with organizations that understand this statistic as well. Well, that means that they will start promoting the type of black men and the type of programs and the type of education that does just that, so we can get to the root of the problem. You did. So for me, Kanye West ain't the root of the problem of poverty in black America. He's in a whole nother class system of capitalists that's a billionaire that want to continue to make billions of dollars the same way he made his billions. So I'm speaking upon what is effective when we're talking about goals. And Kanye West is never going to be in my way for any goal that I'm going to accomplish. It does get to a point where you've done everything that you can do on this side and you bottleneck. The same way where everybody paying attention to this shit. Instead, no, we should be like, wait a minute. Everybody go to their platforms right now that have the same amount of outrage towards Kanye West and be like, yo, I'm going to get you the top 10 brothers that's teaching you financial education to get your shit together. If we had that same passion to do that, I would give a fuck about people's opinion. But the reason I don't is because niggas don't care about effectiveness. They only want to be heard emotionally, and that gets us no progress.
But where I disagree with that though, Keith, right, is that you can't get, what you're trying to get is equality, right? Because equity can't come.
Equity. No, I don't want no equality.
Listen.
I want equity.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Listen to me.
I'm already past equality.
But what I'm trying to tell you is you can't get equity in that manner, right? Because what happens is this. When you work with the devil, right, who's already four centuries ahead of you, he already got billions of dollars. And you make money with him, right? He's continuing to make money while you make money because you're making money with him and you're empowering him, right? And what happens?
Don't all activist organizations take money from white corporations doing the same shit? Let's be honest, bro. Because when we're talking about reality, that's where it gets complicated.
No. Because what I'm trying to say is this: we work in a capitalist system.
Only white people pay me in the last few years. BET.
But just listen to what I'm saying so you can understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying you're wrong. What I'm trying to say is this. The more that I validate the devil, right, because the devil is already ahead. He run the world already. The more that I validate him and I think he's validating me and I'm using him, I'm not using him because he's already ahead of – he already owns this world. So if I'm not separating myself from the devil, if I'm not separating from myself from the people who utilize the evil, who already have more than me, and they're gaining while I'm gaining, there's no possibility of equity, Keith. That's a false narrative. If I keep empowering people like Kanye, and the mind state of people like Kanye, and I continue to work with them while they got more than me, and then they can use the energy that I have and bring the people that I have over to them, I'm not doing no better. I'm not doing no good for my people. Every time I co-sign somebody who is basically promoting evil and moral instability and it goes against my moral capacity and my moral stature, I'm not helping my people. They using me. This when I had a conversation about Cube. I wasn't mad about Cube doing. They called me first. I said, Cube, you got the best idea I ever heard. But if you go in there with Trump. Trump gonna say whatever he want just to get a picture with you and say you endorsed him. He don't give a fuck about what you're talking about. And you saying I just wanna he's gonna benefit more than you are off the meeting. He knows that he's using you. You think.
But that's the same thing of going and getting Biden and anybody else. It's a transaction. You can't say that because Biden is as much as a devil as Trump.
I'm not saying.
So if you don't sit at the table with Trump and believe you're gonna get something out, it's the same as sitting at the table with Biden.
But what I'm saying is this: if you didn't go in there with the intention to promote or advance him, if you didn't go there to say yo go vote for Trump, then you waste your time because that's all he was there for.
Everybody uses each other in this game.
But you're not using because the thing is, this.
Democrats have used black people for the last 100 years. I'm not saying you're wrong, right?
I'm not saying that you're wrong. What I'm trying to explain to you, because they're about to cut us off in a second, right? What I'm saying is this. If you saying, yo, I'm going to this meeting.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.